The Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers. I'm going to share with you a contradiction that I'm facing discerning a word that I was felt that I was given for a couple. They did not connect with the word as being accurate. Now, the word was discerned by three different people, but still, the couple could not really connect with it. Oh, how I hate glitches in discernment. And especially, I don't ever want to lead a soul astray or hurt them. God forbid. But here I am, faced with contradiction, even after two other people felt it was on point. So I came into prayer today with questions and feeling just a little shaky. Lord, only you can straighten this out. Did I err in discernment, or is there something still hidden? Please clarify this for me. You know I walk on eggshells when I must correct someone. So I believe, Lord, that I have a problem with discernment. Can you do anything for that? He replied, I want you to get together with your discernment partners and work on this together. It is so important that you are undergirded with their discernment. I feel so uncovered, he replied. How do I trust that it's always you when things are not proven out? How many other things was I wrong about? I sometimes feel fear when I get a message that can be confirmed or refuted. Jesus began, one thing it is important to understand is that the theme of the message may be correct, but in some cases one can fill in the details from their own mind. Details that were not given to them. There must be extreme caution about those details. Rather than worry about the details, concentrate on the theme that should never be contrary to reality. And in this situation, the overall truth was not contradictory. It was a few details. It was rather important that were contradictory. Jesus continued, these are not easy times, and walking in a word of knowledge can easily go off course. That is why humility is so very important. So far, you are handling this very well. Stay in the posture of love and forgiveness. This will be resolved. Well, at that point, I thought, okay, this is a personal issue, and we're going to resolve it. So I went on, and I asked him, Lord, what is on your heart? And he replied immediately, the way the war in Ukraine is proliferating and expanding. You were right in part about it being scripted. However, Russia has a more independent mindset. They are being provoked by the whole world. But Putin is no fool. He will not go along with everything they are trying to do. The enemy knows the Bible too and is poking at the bear deliberately. Yet President Putin is a very intelligent man and will not be their donkey. My concern is for the displaced peoples of the Ukraine and the ravages of war, some things that will never be healed on this earth. They are a very broken people, exploited and used to provoke a world war. My heart bleeds for the innocent ones caught in the middle. Their plight is almost beyond belief. In this country, you do not know the ravages of war and how deep the scarring goes. But the Ukraine has been used time and time again like a pawn for the evil ones. You cannot go wrong, Claire, praying for those who are victims of the insanity of Satan. As unpleasant as it seems, those who are doing these things also need your prayers. Regardless of what they have done, I do not want to see them in hell for eternity. So please pray for them. Your prayers will not go unanswered. Trust that I will hear your prayers, even for the most wretched of them. Understand that what you see happening in the Ukraine and Poland will also come to your country. Your great compassion and prayers for them will allow extraordinary protection when that time comes. You cared for those you did not know, and in turn, others will care for you and your plight. But in spite of wars and rumors of wars, I want you all to press in with your gifts. Those of you with a beautiful voice and a keyboard, use and cultivate the prophetic gift of worship. Go with the flow and release yourself to make a melody and be very alert to anything you think of or feel. It is from that direction that I will speak. And what he's talking about here is simply when I heard about the veteran fighter pilot being shot down in Wisconsin or Michigan, I was so grieved, and about the Chinese at the border. And when I went to the keyboard and started playing, a song came out that described their plight. It's called China Cry, and you've probably heard it already. But that was very much a musical snapshot of what was going on for all that are involved. So that's what he's talking about, and paying attention to what you think and hear when you're playing. Okay, and this is for both of you. Go with the flow, release yourself to make a melody, and be very alert to anything you think or feel. Jesus continued, last night you were given the start of something. Cultivate that. Yes, he gave me something very dramatic. But you may also play more dwelling-type music, letting your heart take you wherever it takes you. Impressions will come to you during the music, and you will understand the theme. Beloved, I know you are really at war with yourself. Wait until your discernment partners can get together with you so you can go deeper. They love you very much and believe in you, I might add. And this trial will pass, and you will learn much from it. Do not allow yourself to fall into despair. Thank you, Lord. I feel much better. The Lord bless you all, heart dwellers. Thank you for tuning in. It's a joy to read your comments and hear about what's going on in your life as well. God bless you.